So today's class will be given by His Grace Advaita Chandra Prabhu on the topic of glories of Advaita Chandra Prabhu, the son of Lord Nityananda and Sri Chandrasekhar Acharya. Hare Krishna Prabhuji, are you present on this call?
Hare Krishna, yes.
Yeah, thank you so much, Prabhuji. Dhanvach Pranam Algarishta Srila Prabhupada Algarishta Guru Maharaj. Thank you very much for giving us your valuable time and association, Prabhu, to us this morning and enlightening on this topic. I'll hand out the call to you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskrityam Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam Tato Jayamudiraye Nashtaprayeshu Abhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Ruttamashloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki Krishnaya Vasudevaya Devaki Nandanaya Cha Nanda Gopakumaraya Govindaya Namo Namaha Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. So today we'll speak about the glories of Veer Chandra Prabhu. He is none other than the son of Lord Nityananda. And he's considered to be Lord Vishnu himself. So we'll discuss his glories. He's not very well known in terms of his services and things like that, but he was a very important personality of that time, especially of the generation after Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So Veera Chandra Prabhu, he took birth during the Kartik Mass. And he is described in different texts, like Chaitanya Charitamrita describes a little bit. Also, Sri Bhakti Ratnakar by Narahari Sarkar Thakur also describes him a little bit. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he describes him that He's taking blessings from all the different acharyas, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, before he started writing Chaitanya Charitamrita. He was almost 90 years old and he was confused as to why was he chosen for such a monumental task. But he did not ask why he should do it. He always asked, how should I do it? I have been given this instruction. I cannot do it myself. I will need the blessings of all the acharyas. So before he started Chaitanya Charitamrita, he took blessings from all the devotees. And he also did so with Sri Birachandra Prabhu, and he glorified him. He glorified all the different branches of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Chaitanya tree. And he said that Nityananda Prabhu is the topmost branch of Chaitanya tree, the tree of eternal love of God. And from that branch, topmost branch of Nityananda Prabhu, grow many branches and sub-branches. And the greatest branch from Nityananda Prabhu's branch is Birabhadra Goswami, or Birchandra Prabhu, who was the son of Nityananda Prabhu. And in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says that he was the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but still he presented himself as a great devotee. Internally, he acted as Supreme Lord Vishnu, but externally, he was very humble. And he gives the credit of devotees being able to chant the names of Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda to Birachandra Prabhu. And then he takes blessings from Birachandra Prabhu. I therefore take shelter of the lotus feet of Sri Birachandra Prabhu, so that by his mercy, my great desire to write Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita will be properly guided. Even Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he described the life of Birachandra Prabhu, the son of Lord Nityananda. He said that, again, he is sometimes called Virabhadra Goswami, he is sometimes called Birachandra Prabhu. He was actually the son of Nityananda Prabhu from Vasudha. Nityananda Prabhu had two wives, Janava Mata and Vasudha Mata. And Janava Mata was like the preaching wife, and Vasudha Mata bore the sons. And Nityananda Prabhu's son from Vasudha was Birachandra Prabhu. In Gaur Ganodesh Deepika, which is the book compiled to describe the original position of different acharyas, different associates of Lord Chaitanya, it says that Birachandra Prabhu was an incarnation of Kshirodakshai Vishnu. Not incarnation. He was Kshirodakshai Vishnu himself. There are three Vishnus. There is Mahavishnu, Garbhodakshai Vishnu, and Kshirodakshai Vishnu. Mahavishnu, he is the one who lies on the causal ocean, Karanodak Sagar, Karanodak Ocean. And there, when he lies down and sleeps in his dream, in his sleep, from his pores millions of universes come out. From each pore one universe comes out. Just like we have sweat glands in our pores, and from there sweat and air come out. Similarly, bubbles of universes come out. And these bubbles of universes from each pore are covered with the sweat of the Lord. Inside each bubble there is a sweat which is called the Garbhodak Ocean. In that Garbhodak Sagar, there is the Garbhodakshai Vishnu. So from Mahavishnu, he expands into Garbhodakshai Vishnu. And then from Garbhodakshai Vishnu, who lies on the Garbhodak Ocean, on the serpent, from his navel, comes out the lotus flower. On the lotus stem, there are the 14 planetary systems, and on the top of the lotus stem, there is the lotus flower where Lord Brahma takes birth. He's also called as Padmaja, which means one who takes birth from Padma, lotus flower. That lotus flower, the stem of that lotus flower is like the umbilical cord, and we are all in that umbilical cord in this particular universe. And there are Garbhodakshai Vishnus in each universe like that. And then Vishnu expands from Garbhodakshai Vishnu into Kshirodakshai Vishnu. Kshirodakshai Vishnu is the Paramatma within the heart. He expands into each and every atom and in the space between the atoms. That is Kshirodakshai Vishnu, or the Paramatma within the heart. He actually resides in a place called Kshira Udaka Sagar, which means the ocean of Kshira, ocean of milk. And whenever there is some discrepancies, all the demigods, they go to that Kshirodak ocean and they start chanting Purusha Sukta prayers. And then the Lord appears and gives them satisfaction. They did the same when Lord Ramachandra was to appear, when they were tormented by Ravana. They did the same when they were tormented by Kamsa, and Krishna appeared himself, when Purusha Sukta demigods chant the Purusha Sukta prayers, then the Supreme Lord, Kshirodakshai Vishnu, as Paramatma within the heart, inspires his message through the heart of Brahma. And then Brahma relays what message he received. That is the real way of revelation. That is the way of getting real knowledge from the Paramatma. We may have so many doubts about Krishna consciousness, doubts about the existence of God, and so many different things. But unless it is revealed from within, this knowledge, how much ever someone tries to satisfy us, we cannot be satisfied. We'll be satisfied only when the devotee prays for us, and seeing the intention and the intense desire of the devotee who is trying to make us a devotee, Krishna inspires that knowledge within us so that we can become a devotee through our sincerity. One time there was a person who had no faith in God, and he was saying, oh, God does not exist. So there was a devotee who went to a barber shop to shave his hair and face. And there were many people waiting in the queue because there was only one barber in that area. And somebody was reading a newspaper, somebody was doing something else. And when that barber saw the devotees Tilak and Kantimala, he started ridiculing. What is this Tilak and Kantimala you're wearing? He said, well, this is symbols of God, Krishna. We consider this body as temple of the Lord, so we do not want to abuse this body and use it in the service of God. What God? There is no God, no Krishna, no Bhagavan. The devotee said, well, I pray that Krishna reveals himself to you. So then, another day, this devotee went to a train station and he saw a big crazy person with long hair and long beard. He had not shaved for 10 years. And then this devotee, he asked this person, can you please come with me? I want to take you to a barber shop. He said, no, I don't want to cut my hair. No, I won't cut your hair. I just want you to meet the barber. So he came and he brought this bearded and locks of hair person to the barber, to the barber shop. And then he started, outside the barber shop, this devotee made a big commotion. There is no barber in this world. There is no barber in this world. And then all people started congregating around him and said, what are you saying? He said, there's no barber in this world. And this barber He saw the commotion outside his shop. He came out, and he came out. What do you mean there's no barber? I'm the barber. I'm the only barber here in this locality. I was the one who shaved you, O devotee. Why are you saying there's no barber? The devotee said, well, if you are a barber, then why does this man have long hair and long beard? Why? So the barber said, well, that man did not come to me, so how could I shave him? He said, then why do you say that there is so much misery in this world? There is, just because there is misery in this world, does it mean that there is no God, that God cannot relieve misery? It's just that people did not go to him. Just like for a barber, unless people go to him, they know he doesn't shave. Similarly, just because there are miseries, it doesn't mean God does not exist, but if people go to him, then he will relieve all the miseries, relieve us from this cycle of birth and death, of this samsara. If you approach Krishna with sincere heart, then we can understand it. Then we can get the association of Krishna's devotee. Otherwise, we won't. If this man did not come to you, and therefore you cannot shave him. Similarly, if you don't go to Krishna temple, you will not understand whether there is Krishna or not. So, Veerachandra Prabhu was the incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself, of Kshirodakshayi Vishnu, who is the Paramatma within the heart. And this Paramatma will give the true knowledge, revelation of whether God exists or not. In Gaur Ganodesh Deepika, it is said, Sankarshanasya Yovyuha Payobhi Shainamaka Sa Eva Veera Chandrobhu Chaitanya Abhinna Vigraha. Sri Sankarshan himself expands as Kshirodakshayi Vishnu. His avatar is Veerachandra Prabhu. He is non-different from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In that, he is Vishnu Tattva, God himself. There is Jiva Tattva, and there is Vishnu Tattva. Vishnu Tattva is all the Tattva means truth, which is all the incarnations of the Lord, which are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Deepachirevahi dashantara abhyupetya. Brahma Samhita, it describes that if you have one candle, and from that one candle you light several other candles, that original candle remains, and the other lighted candles also remain. This is the explanation. This is how Krishna is the original candle, and all the other avatars of Krishna are the other candles, and they exist simultaneously. Krishna, Rama, Narsingha, Vishnu, all these different kinds of incarnations, the Purusha Avatar, which is Mahavishnu, Garbhodakshayi Vishnu, Kshirodakshayi Vishnu, the Guna Avatar, which is Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesh. The Vishnu in Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesh is Garbhodakshayi Vishnu. Then there is the category of avatars called Leela Avatars, which we have the 10 Dasha Leela Avatars of the Lord, starting from Matsya Avatar, Kurma Avatar, Varaha Avatar, Narsingha Avatar, so many different avatars, Parshuram, Ram, Buddha, Balaram, and ultimately Kalki. Then there is the Manavantara Avatars. And Manavantara Avatars are, you know, in between the different Manus. There is the Yuga Avatar. The Yuga Avatar for each age, which describes the, what is the Yuga Dharma. So these different kinds of avatars are there, and they all are Vishnu Tattva. But then there is the Jiva Tattva, which is all of us, the living entities. in the associates of Lord Chaitanya, there were some Vishnu tattvas, like Advaita Acharya was Mahavishnu, and Veerachandra Prabhu was Kshiradakshai Vishnu. Similarly, so many different avatars. Some were Jiva Tattva in terms of Narad Muni came as Srivas Thakur. He is Jiva Tattva, although he is eternally liberated, but he is still a Jiva Tattva. So different kinds of tattvas came to assist Lord Chaitanya in his pastimes. His Veerachandra Prabhu, his wife, was he had two wives, who both of them were daughters of Yadunandan Acharya, who was the disciple of Janava Mata. And Yadunandan had a wife called Lakshmi, and Lakshmi's daughters were Srimati and Narayani. And so Janava Mata, who was the stepmother, in one sense, of Veerachandra Prabhu, she wished to have both the daughters as wife of Veerachandra Prabhu, and Yadunandan Acharya was very happy to do that. And Yadunandan Acharya became the disciple of Veerachandra Prabhu. So Yadunandan Acharya actually married the daughters of his own disciple, Srimati and Narayani, who then took initiation from Janava Mata. And in this way, Sri Vasudha, Veerachandra Prabhu also had a sister called Ganga Devi. And Ganga Devi also was wedded to someone called Madhava Acharya, who was an avatar of Shantanu Maharaj in Mahabharata. So in this way, Sri Veerachandra Prabhu, Veerabhadra Goswami, as he was also called, he continued his life. One time, Janava Mata asked him to go and visit Sri Vrindavan Dham and meet all the devotees there. So as he was visiting Vrindavan Dham, he went through Sri Mayapur Dham. He first visited Mayapur Dham, then he went to Vrindavan Dham. He met Uddharana Datta Thakur. He met his son Srivas Datta Thakur on the way to Mayapur, spent a few days with him. Then he went to Shantipur before reaching Mayapur, to the house of Advaita Acharya. And he met Advaita Acharya's son, because Advaita Acharya had left by that time. This was the second generation of devotees of Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda. Advaita Acharya's son, Sri Krishna Mishra, welcomed Nityananda Prabhu's son, Veerachandra Prabhu. Nityananda Prabhu and Advaita Acharya shared a very, very deep relationship. They were very, very attached to each other, but they would express their love and attachment and affection by ridiculing each other. But they were the best of friends. Advaita Acharya would tease Nityananda Prabhu as a madman, and he would always chastise, and Nityananda Prabhu would chastise Advaita Acharya. And in this way, they were having a sweet relationship, but in a very informal way. And everyone understood their loving devotion towards each other, and no one judged them because of their words that they would say to each other. Then from there, Advaita Acharya's house, Veerachandra Prabhu went to Ambika Kalna, where he visited the home of Sri Gauridas Pandit. And at the home of Gauridas Pandit, he met his disciple Hriday Chaitanya Prabhu, who met him with great warmth and affection. And there is a wonderful story of how Gauridas Pandit was so famous and his Hriday Chaitanya Prabhu. We will discuss sometime in detail about Gauridas Pandit and about Hriday Chaitanya. But in short, of course, when we speak of Gauridas Pandit, automatically the discussion of Hriday Chaitanya, his disciple, comes. And when we talk of Hriday Chaitanya, automatically the discussion of his disciple, who was Shyamananda Prabhu, that comes. Shyamananda Prabhu was, again, one of the associates of Jiva Goswami, the first book distributor, he was Shiksha disciple of Jiva Goswami, but Diksha disciple of Hriday Chaitanya. And there was a great story and pastime how Chaitanya Das, the disciple of Gauri Das Pandit, became Hriday Chaitanya. That was because Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, they entered the heart of Chaitanya Das, the disciple of Gauri Das. And he was then called Hriday Chaitanya. There was a huge, wonderful pastime, wonderful story. One time, Gauridas Pandit is the devotee whom Veerachandra Prabhu met. Gauridas Pandit, when he went to Gauridas Pandit's house, he met Hriday Chaitanya. So Gauridas Pandit was the devotee in whose house Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda, they came. He was a great devotee in Ambika Kalna of Gaur Nitai. They came, to meet him, and Gauridas Pandit was very, very happy, and he said, "Please, please stay here for one more day." And so Lord Chaitanya said, "Okay, we will stay." And then he offered them nice prasadam and nice seva service. Everything was taken care of, and then as they were about to leave, he again said, no, please, please stay one more day." And he started crying, no, I won't let you leave." And Lord Chaitanya Nityananda said, "Okay, I will stay for some more time." They stayed for some more time, and then very hesitatingly, after some days, Lord Chaitanya said, "My dear Gauridas, now we have to leave. Please allow us to leave." And Gauridas Pandit started crying, no, I won't let you go. I won't let you go. Please, please stay here. I'll die without you. Please." So then Lord Chaitanya Nityananda said, "All right, if you want our association always," they created a self-manifested deities of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda themselves. And those, they were life-size deities. And they said, "These are the deities. You can worship them. They are non-different from us." And Gauridas Pandit was, no, you're just giving an excuse to leave the house. If you say that these deities are non-different than you, then you stay and let these deities go, because you're non-different than the deities." So Gauridas Pandit started crying like this. And Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda, they looked at each other. They said, "All right." They raised their hands and they became deities. And the deities, self-manifested deities, became live. And they started going out of the house. And Gauridas Pandit ran after the deities who became Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda. No, you stay, let them go." And then Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda looked at each other. They said, "All right." They raised their hands and they became deities. And the original ones who became deities, they became alive and they started leaving. And then after back and forth, Gauridas Pandit realized, oh, the deities are non-different than Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda. And if I worship these deities, it's worshipping Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda themselves. So then he calmed down and he allowed them to leave, and he was weeping and crying. In his separation, he would always serve Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda, the self-manifested deities. One time, his disciple Chaitanya Das wanted to organize a beautiful Gaur Purnima festival. And so he organized a huge feast. He got all the devotees together. He made them do things, and all the services were there. He arranged for funds. He contacted different merchants from different villages and different towns to come and sponsor different articles and stuff like that. And he made a huge arrangement. But he did not consult Gauridas Pandit. He thought, "Of course my Guru Maharaj would be happy if I celebrate Gaur Purnima." And he started doing that. When couple of days before, Gauridas Pandit came to realize, what is this going on? And he asked Chaitanya Das, what is all this going on, all these arrangements? He said, my dear Guru Maharaj, I'm trying to organize this Gaur Purnima festival. He said, what? You're organizing Gaur Purnima? You didn't even tell me? He said, Guru Maharaj, I thought you already knew. No, I just came to know. You didn't tell me. You're making all these arrangements without your blessings? You rascal, get out of here. I don't want to see your face. And Chaitanya Das was very much embarrassed and disturbed. And he said, okay, Guru Maharaj, I'm really sorry. I was doing it for your pleasure, but if you are not pleased, then what is the use of all of these things? And so he left, and he went to the bank of the Ganges, and he started crying there. And as he was crying, he saw a big ship coming, which was a big boat coming with lots of articles of worship, lots of clothes, and so many different things. And he came and he told, this person came from the boat and told Chaitanya Das, I've come here with all these goods. You remember, we want to celebrate Gaur Purnima. I've come to give you all these things. And Chaitanya Das said, well, I don't know. I don't think that's happening now. You know, my spiritual master, Gauridas Pandit, he is now taking over. He'll coordinate all those things. Please go and talk to him. So he went to Gauridas Pandit, this merchant, and said, you know, I've brought all this for Gaur Purnima festival because Chaitanya Das had asked me. So Gauridas Pandit said, oh, Chaitanya Das called you? He's a rascal. Go away, go to Chaitanya Das. He's somewhere in the banks of the Ganges. I don't want your help. I'll celebrate Gaur Purnima in my own way. And Chaitanya Das, he went to Chaitanya Das. This merchant said, your Guru Maharaj sent me back to you. So Chaitanya Das said, all right, if you have come with all these things, I'll organize the Gaur Purnima festival here on the bank of the Ganges. And he celebrated this huge festival on the bank of the Ganges, Gaur Purnima, and there was huge kirtan, and there were so many kirtaniyas coming, and because it was a grand celebration, so many people started coming. Meanwhile, on the day of Gaur Purnima, at Gauridas Pandit's house, the original deities of self-manifested deities of Gaur Nithai, they were there, and Gauridas Pandit was doing his own small celebration with the priest and some few devotees and all of that. And he said, all right, let's start the aarti. And the priest went inside the altar room and he came out running. He said, Gaur Nithai are not there. What do you mean Gaur Nithai are not there? No, the altar is empty. Gaur Nithai were here just now. I went in and I see they're not there. And then he opened the altar. He saw Gaur Nithai were not there. It was empty. So Gauridas Pandit said, I know where they have gone. He picked up a stick and he ran to the place of Chaitanya Das because there was huge uproaring kirtan going on at Chaitanya Das' place near the bank of the Ganges. And Gaur Nithai, he said, Gaur Nithai are attracted by that kirtan and they must be there. He went with the stick and there, when he reached at the confluence, he saw Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda dancing in kirtan in Chaitanya Das's Gaur Purnima festival. And he ran towards Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda, and Gaur Nithai, they saw Gauridas Pandit running towards them with the stick in his hand. They started running away. And running away, they said, where should we hide? Where should we hide? Gauridas Pandit said, wait, where will you go? Wait here. You had the audacity to leave me. You told me you will never leave me as the deities. And now you left me. And he started running after Gaur Nithai. Gaur Nithai became really afraid because of the love of Gauridas Pandit. And they hid inside the heart of Chaitanya Das. They ran inside the heart of Chaitanya Das and hid there. And when Gauridas Pandit saw this, he became amazed and he embraced Chaitanya Das He said, Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda reside originally in your heart. And from today, your name will be Hriday Chaitanya. And that's how Hriday Chaitanya came to be known. And Virachandra Prabhu went to the house of Goridas Pandit. By then, Goridas Pandit had left this world, but Hriday Chaitanya Prabhu was there and met him with great warmth and affection, the one who had Chaitanya and Nityananda within his heart. This pastime happened in Ambika Kalna. From Ambika Kalna, Virachandra Prabhu went to Sri Navadvip Dham, to the house of Sri Jagannath Mishra, seeing that the son of Nityananda Prabhu has come. All of the followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu who were present there, they were overjoyed. They welcomed Virachandra Prabhu, the son of Nityananda, with great happiness. He stayed there for 2 days, then he traveled to Sri Khanda, where he met Raghunandana and Sri Kanai Thakur. And then he went to Jajigram to visit the house of Srinivas Acharya. In one of the discussions, we had discussed about the glories of Srinivas Acharya. And Srinivas Acharya worshipped Virachandra Prabhu, knowing him to be none other than Kshirodakshayi Vishnu. There he stayed for some days, and there was a great festival. Then he went to Katwa, where Mahaprabhu took sannyas. Then he went to Bazuri Gram, he went to meet Govinda Kaviraj, and so many different. At the end, he went to Keturi Gram, which is the hometown of Narottam Das Thakur. And they all danced in Kirtan. Then, after Keturi Gram, finally, Virachandra Prabhu, after taking blessings from all these different associates and disciples of Lord Chaitanya, he finally came to Vrindavan. This is why Srila Prabhupada says, we cannot visit Vrindavan Dham just by purchasing a ticket. A ticket to a plane ticket and a train ticket to Vrindavan Dham does not guarantee that we will enter into Vrindavan. To enter into the mood of Vrindavan, we need the blessings of the devotees. Even Lord Chaitanya would not go to Vrindavan Dham without the blessings of the devotees. And devotees did not give their blessings because to go for Lord Chaitanya to go to Vrindavan, because they were feeling separation from him. But Lord Chaitanya did not insist. He said, okay, unless you give me your blessings, I'm not going to go. And finally, when all the devotees gave their blessings, that's when he went to Vrindavan Dham. That's the way to approach Sri Vrindavan Dham, is by the blessings of the devotees. Then Vrindavan will actually be revealed to us. On the way, many sinners and atheists were delivered on the path when Virachandra Prabhu went to Vrindavan. When he reached to Vrindavan Dham, this news of his auspicious arrival spread all over to the devotees of Vrindavan. All the devotees, they were waiting for him on the path, on the road. These devotees were all great souls: Srila Jiva Goswami, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, Anand Acharya, Haridas Pandit, Gadadhar Pandit's disciples, the pujaris of Sri Madan Mohan, Sri Krishnadas Brahmachari, Gopinath Adhikari, Sri Madhu Pandit, the pujari and whose deity was Gopinath, Bhavananda, Kashishwara, who were the disciples of Govinda Goswami, and all the Yadava Acharya, so many different devotees came. Everyone came out, according to Bhakti Ratnakar, to see Virachandra Prabhu, the son of Lord Nityananda. They were delighted to take his darshan. There was no one who was not overwhelmed by ecstasy. Virachandra Prabhu sang the glories of Vrindavan, glories of all the Vaishnavas. And then he visited the temples of Sri Sri Radha Govinda, Sri Sri Radha Gopinath, and Sri Sri Radha Madan Mohan. Then, after speaking with Jiva Goswami and Bhugarbha Goswami and taking their blessings, Virachandra Prabhu wandered through the forests of Vrindavan, did a Vrajamandal Parikrama, all the 12 forests, including Radhakund, Shyamakund, and Govardhan. And he saw these things. He had manifestations of divine love. He was enchanted. Everyone was enchanted by seeing these different demonstrations of ecstasy. Finally, after the Vrajamandal Parikrama, he took blessings from the devotees of Vrindavan and Sri Virachandra. He returned to Gauradesh. Because of these wonderful expressions of divine love and ecstasies that he exhibited in Vrindavan, he became very famous. His famous fame was preached far and wide, and he came to be known as the illustrious son of Nityananda Prabhu, who had the divine opulences of Nityananda Prabhu himself. So this is the pastime of Virachandra Prabhu. We also wanted to discuss the glories of Sri Chandrasekhar Acharya, who is also known as Acharya Ratna. So two Acharyas, one Virachandra Prabhu, and today we'll also discuss about Chandrasekhar Acharya, who is very much known as Acharya Ratna. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would call him Acharya Ratna, and Chandrasekhar Acharya lived in Navadvip Dham itself, just very near to Yoga Peeth, the house of Nimai Pandit. Nimai Pandit was actually the nephew of Acharya Ratna or Chandrasekhar Acharya. Because Chandrasekhar Acharya, he did not have any children, he accepted Nimai Pandit as his own son, even though he was a nephew. And often, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nimai Pandit, would be found sitting and, you know, being at the house of Chandrasekhar Acharya. After Jagannath Mishra left this world and Sachi Mata was alone, Jagannath Mishra left this world because he was heartbroken. His eldest son, Vishwambhar, also had taken sannyas and left with a sannyasi. Because of this news, Jagannath Mishra could not bear the separation. He left this world, leaving Sachi Mata and Nimai Pandit alone. At that time, Acharya Ratna, Chandrasekhar Acharya, he served as Lord Chaitanya's guardian and father. Sri Gaura Sundar, he would hold regular kirtans in Chandrasekhar Acharya's house. Even now, when we go to Mayapur, there is the Yogapit, then ISKCON Mayapur temple, and then if we go a little later, we see Chandrasekhar Acharya's house, which has actually been turned into a Gauriya Mat right now. But that's Chandrasekhar Acharya's house and after Chandrasekhar Acharya's house, then comes the Pulor Ghat and different ghats that we have in Mayapur, from where Ganga flows, and we go to Navadvip from there. So even today we can see Chandrasekhar Acharya's house. This is the place where Lord Chaitanya used to perform many plays, and one time he played the part of Sri Lakshmi Devi. Lord Chaitanya playing the part of Sri Lakshmi Devi, he played it so expertly that even Mother Shachi couldn't recognize him. And Mother Shachi came looking for Lord Chaitanya. Where is Gauranga? Where is Nimai Pandit? Where is he? And she watched the play. After the play, she was looking for Lord Chaitanya. And devotee said, "You're looking for Nimai Pandit? Did you see the play?" "Yeah, I saw the play." "Did you like the part of Lakshmi Devi?" "Oh, the person who played the part of that girl that Lakshmi played, Lakshmi Devi, was so wonderful." And devotee started laughing. "That was not a girl. That was your son, Nimai Pandit, playing Lakshmi Devi." "Huh? That was Nimai Pandit?" And she couldn't believe. He played so wonderfully. When Nimai Pandit became Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and he became Sri Krishna Chaitanya, took sannyas, Chandrasekhar Acharya fell with intense pangs of separation. He fell down on the ground. He cried out, "Oh Gauranga, are you going to plunge Nadia into darkness by going away, and with tears spilling out of his lotus eyes, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Gauranga, embraced him. Acharya Ratna, although I have accepted sannyas, but I will forever remain bound within the temple of your heart. Please be patient. Please assist in my sannyas ceremony. I'm doing this for the benefit of the entire world. And then Chandrasekhar Acharya understood. The Lord said, please be patient. So similarly, we should also cultivate patience. One person prayed to the Lord, oh Lord, please give me patience, but I want it now. That is such a contradiction. He's asking for patience, but he can't even be patient to get the patience. We want patience, but we want it now. That means we are not even patient to get the patience. What kind of a prayer is this? Even we may be chanting Hare Krishna mantra for so long, so many years, and then we say, oh, why am I not developing the qualities of Trinadapi Suni Chena Tarorapi Sahishnuna Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadahari? So we have to be patient so that we can develop tolerance. We have to be tolerant to develop tolerance so that the tolerance, real tolerance, is given to us. In fact, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he established the quarters of Chaitanya Mat at the site of Chandrasekhar Acharya's original home. And his samadhi of Chandrasekhar Acharya is next to Sanatana Goswami Samadhi, behind the Madan Mohan Temple in Vrindavan. According to Gaur Ganodesh Deepika, Sri Chandrasekhar Acharya Ratna is the incarnation of Subhadra. He is also considered to be a mixed incarnation of Chandradev, which is the moon god in Krishna's divine pastimes. When Krishna is performing his Rasa Leela, at that time the moon, the white moon, is none other than Chandrasekhar Acharya Ratna. So with this we end our discussion today. If you have any questions or comments, we can take now. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Very nice you have explained. Hare Krishna. Veera Chandra and Chandrasekhar Acharya. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Sri Advaita Chandra Prabhu, Koti Koti Chandra Pranam to us as well, your seva. We learn so many things from you and Sri Kala Sudhama Chaji. Chandra Pranam for today's class and every class. Yes, we are not qualified to enter in Sridham Vrindavan, Prabhu, but today by your mercy we will enter in Sridham Vrindavan. Hare Krishna, Hare Bol.
Hare Bol. All right, if there are no questions or comments, we can end today.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for a wonderful class today. It was so enlightened to us, and we are very grateful to you, Prabhu. We look forward for your session again in future. If nobody has any question, we can end this call here today.